Look, we're delighted. You know, it's, you never get fed up preparing for Ulster finals, and you know, it's great that Monaghan are in another Ulster final, and it's credit to everybody involved. You know, everyone in the backroom team who've done so much work, but particularly the players who've put in tremendous effort over the past 3 years and for many years before that. And you know, it's the reward for that is getting to big finals. But we know from last year that it's one thing getting to final, but you have to perform on the day and you have to try and win it. And I suppose that's what we're focused on at this stage.
It's all about preparation, and preparation this year may be a little bit different for you as well. You've got the longer run in it with on this occasion. Last year you had Tyrone and two games against Armagh, which shortened the preparation time into it, so I suppose that's an advantage to you maybe this time around, or is it?
Yeah, well, it's hard to know. I suppose Donegal have had they've had a harder route through, you would say, because they've had more games to play. Having said that, in one way that leaves you battle hardened. You're able to iron out a lot of faults going through the games and so on. Our way through was I suppose we've only had two games. We've had a longer break before the final, and that, maybe that's an advantage in another way. So it's very hard to know. I suppose there's pros and cons of both, and I suppose either way, whichever team wins on next Sunday, you'll say that they had the best route through. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, and you remarked it there. They had a tough route. The two sides, I've been mentioning it to the lads there as well, these are kind of akin now to the Tyrone-Armagh rivalry of years ago. This is the big rivalry in Ulster, is Monaghan and Donegal. Very little has changed, bar maybe just the man's going to be on the sideline for Donegal in the final this year, Rory Gallagher. But he was there as a selector and he's just took another step up the ladder.
Yeah, that's right. And Rory is well used to the players. He was there for 3 years with them. Obviously did a lot of work. Obviously was very highly thought of. So it has, in fairness to him, it has been a seamless transition coming in this year and taking over. And you know, it was very hard act to follow with after the success Donegal had under Jim McGuinness. You know, it was a very hard thing for Rory to do. But he's done it very well. He's got to another Ulster final, and it hasn't surprised me. You know, because Rory, you know, as a football man, and he's a lot of qualities and. You know, so, but look at it. It's as I say, it's all on the day. It's whichever team performs the best. The men in the sailing have a wee bit to play. You know, have a part to play in it. But overall, it's the preparation done before. It's about getting the team to perform as to their potential on the day, and that's what I suppose that's what both managers will be looking to do.
Yeah, these are two sides obviously very familiar with each other. You've had a good chance to see Donegal this year. We've all seen them, I suppose. When they're on their day, they can be very, very good. Other days maybe they can let their own standards slip. Since Rory's come in there and all the analysis you've done, would you have seen big changes with maybe their setup and their style of play?
No, very little, to be honest with you. And I suppose the success Donegal have had over the last number of years, and Rory being involved in that, I suppose it was natural that he wasn't going to come in and start changing things around. They had a very sound template there, and that's what he has followed. I suppose there has been, I suppose, different wee glimpses of slight wee adjustments he's made, especially in the game against Armagh. I suppose they got the ball in quicker into the full forward line. At times, there may have been more attack minded at times and so on, but really defensively they're setting up in a very similar way. In fact, at times they even get more men back. So no, there's not going to be that much difference. You know, we'd have a fair idea of what way Donegal are going to play. They would have a fair idea of what way we're going to play. So it really comes down to, as I said before, it really comes down to whichever team can implement their game plan best in the day. Just has that wee bit of extra energy, you know, uses the ball better. That's the big thing when you're playing against packed defence. It's been economical with the ball. It's using it well, and your decision making has to be very good. And I suppose that's the things that'll decide the game.
Yeah, look, delighted to be back, and delighted to make it back and to be a part of the Monaghan squad again. So far, they've two championship wins on their belts, and to be looking forward to another Ulster final.
Now your focus is on Ulster final, 19th of July. There's so many things is familiar to you now at this stage. It'll be Clonus, St Chernock's Park, third year in a row, and the opposition hasn't changed either. Donegal, two sides that are very well known to each other now.
Yeah, it's a healthy enough rivalry we've built up with Donegal. We have met them a few times now in between league and championship in the last number of years, and look at this year is different every year. You know, look at it, it's going to come down to whoever's the better team in the 19th of July that's going to get their hands in Anglo Celt. Looking back to last year, we know ourselves we didn't give a good enough performance on the day, and Donegal were rightfully winners on the day. So this year we're really just putting our heads down and looking to get a huge performance out of ourselves.
Yeah, the preparation maybe into this year is a little better for you. You had Tyrone, obviously, last year. Two games against Armagh, second a replay that shortened the prep time going into the Ulster final. This year, you were the first of the semi-finals and have nearly a month now of preparation. So I suppose, can that be too long or is that perfect?
There's pros and cons to every side of it. You know, you say Donegal probably have come through three tough games there, and they're coming into the game on the back of them, whereas we've had a long enough layoff. At this time of the year, everyone's just mad to be playing football, and you're training away, just looking to get the game here as soon as you can. And I suppose we've seen there, we've picked up a few injuries from club games last weekend and stuff. So, you know, that's the cons of being out so far from the game. But these things, you have to go ahead, and Lord, we'll all find out in July 19th who's come better prepared.
And finally, for yourself, looking forward to another big day out in that as well. Does it get any easier? Does the nerves be any less now? The fact that it's the third year in a row you're going looking to be part of an Ulster final.
Probably we'll be closer to the time. We'll talk about nerves, but I suppose there's nerves. Look, there's nerves going into every big game. You know, you're always looking to perform. But I suppose a few years ago we were looking toward the older members of the squad that have been about in 2007, 2010 that could tell boys around them, you know, the younger members of the panel, what it's like to be involved, or what's the lead up to an Ulster final like. Whereas now, There's a strong core of the team have been there and have that experience now, so probably there is more maturity among the group, and as I say, there's a lot more experience there.